Breitbart News hosting policy event with Vice President J.D. Vance. By Hannah Knudsen on October 8, 2025. Breitbart News is hosting a policy event with Vice President J.D. Vance, discussing the policy victories the Trump administration has seen in the last 9 months and perhaps previewing what is to come in the remaining 3+ years of the Trump-Vance administration. The event, a discussion with Vice President Vance and Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, is taking place Tuesday, October 21 in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. No other media outlet can replicate Breitbart's ability to bring the most influential leaders in the Trump administration directly to their audience. William Martin, communications director to the vice president, said ahead of the big event. He added, "They have spent years at the leading edge of the key issues driving President Trump's America First movement." Vice President Vance is thrilled to join Matt Boyle for a discussion on everything that this administration has accomplished and all that's left in store for the American people. Breitbart News CEO Larry Solov said in a statement, "We are beyond thrilled to continue this event series with our biggest guest yet, Vice President J.D. Vance," adding, "This just further demonstrates that Breitbart News is the paper of record for this moment in our nation's history." Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, who will be leading the discussion, said in a statement, "Breitbart News is the publication of record for the America First movement, and we are pleased to serve as the convening force that brings major voices like Vice President J.D. Vance to the table for open and honest discussion about key policy victories President Trump has had in the first year of his second term and what lies ahead on the horizon in the next few years as well. Trump is truly the dealmaker president, and Vice President Vance's role in helping the president achieve these monumental trade and peace deals is absolutely critical," Boyle continued. "We look forward to continuing our highly successful event series with this event and many more to come." As with prior policy events, Breitbart News is partnering with CGCN and the Alpha Institute to put on the gathering. CGCN's Sam Gadoldish said ahead of the discussion, "A decade ago, Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell struggled to unite Republicans on a shutdown strategy where the GOP voted no, and Democrats won the political framing. Today, the party's completely unified in keeping the government open, while Democrats wear our old straitjacket," he said. "History will show President Trump's selection of J.D. Vance was a move David Axelrod and Karl Rove combined on their best day couldn't have pulled off. CGCN is proud to partner with Breitbart and Alpha for a conversation only Matt Boyle could pull off. Honest, candid, unfiltered," Gadoldish added. Alpha Institute co-founder Matt Sparks said, "Vice President Vance came of age during both the technological revolutions and the industrial decisions that define our country today. Now, second only to the president, he is the most important voice for how we handle these two issues moving forward. Considering these issues will be the determining factor of America's future, we're lucky he's there," he continued. "And we can't wait to hear more on his vision in a conversation with Matt Boyle." This event comes as Vance has remained on offense for the Trump administration, debunking the left's false claims, most recently, their false assertion that Republicans shut down the government. He told Breitbart News's Boyle during last week's press conference, "Nearly every single House Republican voted to open the government, Matt. Nearly every single Senate Republican voted to open the government last night. And even to their credit, a few moderate Democrats voted to open the government. That's not a Republican shutdown when nearly every single Senate Democrat votes to shut it down and every Republican voted to open it up," he said, later putting it this way, "The Democrats are willing to shut it down to benefit illegal aliens. The contrast couldn't be more clear. Watch, J.D. Vance debunks Democrats' shutdown lies." This will be the fifth policy event held by Breitbart News, coming after a fruitful policy discussion with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum in March, followed by a conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins in May, Energy Secretary Chris Wright in June, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in July.